Homeward Bound, October 18. The Books of Record in Heaven. The court was seated, and the books were opened. Daniel 7, verse 10. In the typical service, only those who had come before God with confession and repentance, and whose sins, through the blood of the sin offering, were transferred to the sanctuary, had a part in the service of the Day of Atonement. So, in the great day of final atonement and investigative judgment, the only cases considered are those of the professed people of God. The judgment of the wicked is a distinct and separate work and takes place at a later period. Judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel? The books of record in heaven, in which the names and the deeds of all are registered, are to determine the decisions of the judgment. Says the prophet Daniel, "The judgment was set, and the books were opened." The Revelator, describing the same scene, adds, "Another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works." The book of life contains the names of all who have ever entered the service of God. Jesus bade his disciples, "Rejoice, because your names are written in heaven." Paul speaks of his faithful fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Daniel, looking down to a time of trouble such as never was, declares that God's people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And the Revelator says that those only shall enter the city of God whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life. A book of remembrance is written before God in which are recorded the good deeds of them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Their words of faith, their acts of love are registered in heaven. Nehemiah refers to this when he says, "Remember me, O my God, and wipe not out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God." In the book of God's remembrance, every deed of righteousness is immortalized. There, every temptation resisted, every evil overcome, every word of tender pity expressed is faithfully chronicled, and every act of sacrifice, every suffering and sorrow endured for Christ's sake is recorded. The Great Controversy, pages 480 and 481.